One more story before the break. A historic moment this week for soccer. For decades, there's been a prize given out each year called the Ballon d'Or, the Golden Ball. It's handed out by a French soccer magazine with a flashy ceremony in Paris, and it goes to the year's best player in the world. Until this year, it was only awarded to men. There just wasn't a Ballon d'Or for women. Until, as I said, this year.
Mesdames et messieurs, Ada Hegerberg!
The first ever women's Ballon d'Or went to Ada Hegerberg, a Norwegian striker who plays professionally in France. The ceremony seemed to be going as planned, with the winner's inspirational speech translated in real time for the French-speaking audience.
To young girls
en m'adressant
all over the world,
aux jeunes filles partout
please,
dans le monde,
believe in yourself.
S'il vous plaît,
merci
les filles,
beaucoup,
croyez en vous.
But then this. A famous DJ, Martin Solveig, with a question none of the male winners have ever been asked. We're going to play some music. Can you twerk?
Est-ce que tu sais twerker?
Non.
What? The men on stage were laughing, but Hegerberg herself, not one bit. As you heard there, she said, no, she didn't twerk. And if you can translate her facial expression, it said to me, not this again. On social media, the DJ got multiple takedowns for a sexist comment, and in the room, most of the players, men and women, looked dumbfounded, if not plain outraged. The DJ soon went online to apologize, though that hasn't stopped the criticism over what he said. Ada Hegerberg tried not to let any of that get in the way of this long-awaited historic moment for women's soccer. She spoke with reporters after the ceremony.
I mean, I think this is a fantastic day for women's football in general. It's historical. It's a big step forward for women's football to have this award, and that's why you need to take the moment to really cherish it and show the importance of pushing younger girls to pursue their dreams.
Norway's Ada Hegerberg, the first ever women's Ballon d'Or winner, one of the highest awards in world soccer, speaking there in Paris after a historic but somewhat tainted award ceremony last night.